Simon & Schuster Audio presents Witness 8, a novel by Steve Cavanaugh. Read by Adam Sims.
For John Wood, Legend. The strength of a family, like the strength of an army, lies in its loyalty to each other. Mario Puzo. Prologue. Ruby. There's something wrong with Ruby Johnson. That's what her grandma used to say. These days, Ruby often thought about what her grandmother had said. She wasn't a little girl anymore. She was 22 now. Older, definitely wiser, and perhaps more self-aware. It often occurred to Ruby that she was not like other people. It happened in moments such as this. It was coming up on midnight. Ruby was at the counter stirring a cup of coffee in a kitchen almost twice the size of her apartment. The kitchen belonged to a $35 million townhouse on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Chad and Laura Puller were due to return any time now. They were one of Ruby's newer clients. She'd been sitting for them for just a few months. Upstairs, Clara, 6, and Zara, recently turned 3, were fast asleep in their large and expensively decorated bedrooms. Babysitting made up about 40% of Ruby's little enterprise. Mostly, she worked as a maid and or cleaner for most of the high-class residents of West 74th Street. To buy a house here, you had to be seriously rich. Throw a nickel in any direction, and you'll hit a successful Broadway producer, a plastic surgeon, a CEO of a high-end tech company, or anyone on the board of a Fortune 500 behemoth. At any time, there could be between $12 and $30 million worth of cars parked by the curbs. The long-term residents grew up here. Old money from New York real estate, not the two-bit slumlords who pretended to be millionaires. These people were rich. Crazy rich. And what allowed Ruby into their homes to look after their children, clean their floors, and do their laundry was that some of them remembered that Ruby was one of them. Or at least she used to be. She wasn't an outsider. She was their kind of people. Or so they thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?